The Weekly Wag from the Humane Society of Huron Valley on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. Joining us is the Director of Communications at HSHV, Wendy Welch. And let's go right to our pet this week. But I have a question about the pet. Yes. This pet, a dog, came in as a stray. So he gets a name from the Humane Society. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes. So of course, we listen to, you know, like our volunteers and donors. Sometimes they help us name. But yes, we name all the strays.
How long does it take for that animal to get used to his new name? Presuming he had a name and a family before coming in, perhaps, maybe not. Yeah. But does that switch over pretty quickly for animals?
Yeah, I mean, if used consistently, and of course, you know, treats always help, right? yes, yeah, and there's some interesting research surrounding names. Names that end in like an E kind of sound or something kind of going up, they tend to pay attention to a little bit more. But, you know, animals are smart and they get accustomed to things pretty quickly.
Well, that's really interesting because my Bo and Brixton, so Bo is Beauregard, Brixton's Brixton, but sometimes I call them Bowie and Brixie. And so that's got, I add that little E on the end. They seem to pay more attention when I do that.
Yep.
Oh, now I know why. That's interesting. So that leads us to our pet who is a stray, who came into the Humane Society. What is his name?
His name is Scrabble.
Aw.
Scrabble. Yes. I'm not quite sure how this one came across. It does seem like the other way that animals get their names are through birthday parties. So we have kids' birthday parties at the Humane Society of Huron Valley, and the birthday kid gets to name an animal. So a lot of times that is what happens. But Scrabble is... Scrabble came to us as a stray about a month and a half ago.
Oh.
And is about a year old. I know. And so we're really looking for a home for him. He is 40 pounds, has, you know, this cute, kind of looks like the a golden kind of fur, short-haired, adorable, and really fun, very active. We know that Scrabble really is interested in playing games. So that could be where Scrabble got his name. Yes. Yeah, so he's fun. You know, Lucianne, he came to us originally in pretty rough shape. The pictures on our website don't show how he came to us originally because he was missing a whole lot of fur, had a whole lot of wounds all over him, poor guy, but has really done well. We've given him some trazodone, some medication to calm him and everything, and he's really done well with that. So, yes, I hope he finds a home soon because he deserves it.
And he needs to be your only dog. Why is that?
We think so. He seems to be okay with some dogs, but we want to make sure if you do have a dog and you're really interested in Scrabble, we can talk with you about that, and we can do a dog-to-dog meet to see if it'll work out. He just has a very kind of specific play style, so he won't do well with, is not the kind of mayor of all dogs, won't do well with all other dogs.
Okay, and he has a lot of energy, might not be suitable for younger children, right?
Right, exactly. Yes. He might bowl them over. He's not aware of the fact that he's 40 pounds. So, yes, we would like him to go in a home that has all older kids.
Well, Scrabble's description on the HSHV website is, I've been told that I'm the life of the party.
Yes.
Sounds like
he
a lot of
fun.
Yeah.
He's totally fun. Yes. Like I say, you know, he's on this trazodone, which calmed like lots of his anxiety. And now he's really great on walks. He loves his frozen treat blocks. We give him those and he really digs that. He really pays attention. We can tell that he's a learner. So yes, he's going to be great if someone wants to take him to training classes and everything. He's going to love it.
His name is Scrabble, and you can find him at hshv.org. Click on adoptions, and they're all alphabetized on there. And you can see Scrabble, kind of a terrier pit mix in there. Beautiful blonde colored hair. He's just gorgeous.
Right?
He really is a sweet doggy. Just a little over a year old, the Humane Society thinks. Scrabble, his name. And let's get him adopted this weekend. You mentioned the frozen treat blocks. Are those things we can make at home? How do you do that? It's been so hot lately, and we're going to talk about the heat in a moment. But just like we like popsicles when it's hot out, I'm sure those doggies like frozen treats too. So what are those?
Absolutely. That is a great idea, Lucianne. You can either do it with something like a Kong where you can put, you know, a few treats in there or even their regular kibble, put some water in there and freeze it. And then, you know, it takes them a long time to dig that out and everything. You can use regular popsicle kind of molds too to do that. They love it. So lots of times we'll do that in the Humane Society. We'll give them, you know, an ice cube basically that's frozen, you know, that has a food in there because they can spill it in that ice and then they dig through it and spend a lot of time on that. So that's a fantastic treat for them. Yeah, we really recommend keeping them inside right now. Really short walks, potty breaks, that's fine. You know, I know a lot of people will tell me, oh my goodness, you know, my dog still really loves to walk. I get it. But dogs don't make the right decisions all the time. We need to be the parents, right? Like, so they'll stay outside until they're way too hot. And so please, 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 on these super hot days, make sure to monitor them. Make sure they have lots of fresh water or these frozen treat blocks. Yeah, it's important. And especially, you know, they sweat. They don't cool down as quickly as we do. We'll sweat. We can sweat and cool ourselves down really quickly. They can't. They don't sweat like we do. They sweat through their paws and of course they pant, but they just can't cool themselves down as quickly. So really important to keep an eye on.
So when you see a dog panting a lot, that's a sign that they're overheated. Is that right?
Totally. Yes. 100%. Yes.
What about cats? Does that happen to cats too?
It does sometimes. Yeah, absolutely. Cats tend to make better decisions for themselves and they tend to be inside anyway. But yes, it can happen to cats as well.
Okay. All right. So even though you might want to take your dog on that nice long walk you normally do every night, refrain. Yes. Because it's just they want to go out, sure, and they don't realize they're getting overheated. So you've got to be that monitor for your animal. As much as I don't like calling out people online, I have to say, I was awestruck by the fact that someone posted a picture of a woman in a store. I think this was out in Chelsea and called her out for leaving her little doggy in the car, window cracked, car not on. So no air conditioning running on one of our very hot days recently. Now, I don't like calling out people online. I don't believe in putting people's pictures up like that and doxing them. But that is a huge problem. And if you do see an animal that is stuck in a hot car, you, just like a child, call authorities, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. The police will come right away. Yes. You can call us, but the police will probably come faster. Yeah. It's super important. And like I say, you know, we can get overheated in a car, but animals get overheated much faster. Their temperature just goes up really fast, and then they can suffer brain damage or worse.
What about people that leave animals, dogs outside? That's just part, that's what they've done with that dog. That dog's used to being out there. They should think about bringing them in too, right?
Oh, absolutely. We hope so. Yeah. Unfortunately, the laws are very lax when it comes to that, but they at least need to have shelter. So they at least need a shade, you know, some shade, and they need to have fresh water so that it, legally they have to have those things.
Have those laws, but has anyone tried to change those laws?
Since 1919? Yes.
Oh, really?
There's been a lot, there's been a lot of attempts to change it. Unfortunately, they're still pretty weak, so we're working on it.
All right. In the meantime, it's important to remind people to use good common sense when it comes to our beloved animals, just like we would with our children and our families. Wendy, thank you so much. Scrabble is waiting to be adopted. Go to hshv.org. How do people, what do they need to bring when they want to come in and see Scrabble if they want to go through the process? What do they need to bring to the Humane Society?
Yeah. Bring your ID. So we need that. And bring your family if you want your whole family to meet him. Of course, you can put him on hold too and come back and visit. But yeah, most of our adoptions are same day. So we'd love you to come on in and see all of our animals. We've got a lot. Kittens, cats, puppies, dogs, goats, you name it.
You're a wonderful organization. We appreciate you very much. Wendy Welch, Humane Society of Huron Valley's Director of Communications on the air each week on the Lucianne Lance Show. Scrabble is looking to get adopted. Check him out at hshv.org. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.